This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind here as we launch into the third hour of the program. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, I know Johnson had brought a story in about a Holocaust survivor and a proposed statute of responsibility. I do want to get to that story here, but I know in the very beginning of the show, before we ended up talking about Fork Fest and Pork Fest and those sorts of things for a little bit, and the Liberty Movement, the migration. I think that's what actually started that whole conversation was the guy who wanted to take back the Libertarian Party. I'm like, good luck, dude. Meanwhile, we're going to actually be having success here in New Hampshire with the largest libertarian migration that has ever happened in the world.
And then all get together and have a good time together for a week in the summer as well.
Exactly. And so that's what we were talking about. But y'all started the show out tonight on this story from TheIntercept.com. And this is about an outrageous situation with 92 Somalian people who were being abused by ICE agents, ICE being Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and being abused on a flight that they thought was going out of the country, forced to urinate in bottles or on themselves, shackled with chains on their wrists, waists, and legs for more than 40 hours, and ICE has denied that it mistreated said detainees. But you guys started this story out, and you wanted to keep going on this.
Sure.
So let me jump right into it. I think whereabouts you left off. Quote, when the plane's toilets overfilled with human waste, some of the detainees were left to urinate into bottles or on themselves. ICE agents wrapped some who protested or just stood up to ask a question in full-body restraints. ICE agents kicked, struck, or dragged detainees down the aisle of the plane and then subjected some to verbal abuse and threats. ICE Air Operations is a division of the agency responsible for deportation flights. Quote, ICE Air Operations personnel follow best practices when it comes to the security, safety, and welfare of the aliens returned to their countries of origin.
This is my favorite. Yeah, that's my favorite. I could just say that over and over and over again. Best practices.
Because it's the best to have to drink your own urine because you don't have any... What?
Well, I mean,
anything to drink? Like you have water?
Well, like I said off the air, it's... Anytime,
that's torture.
Well, yeah, anytime you hear the words best practices come out of some government goon's mouth, someone's rights have been violated somewhere. Either they've shot some 9-year-old kid in the back of the head that wasn't armed and had nothing to do with the incident that they were showing up at. Like, there's always they tossed a flashbang grenade in a crib with a 2-year-old. You know, like, there's always some horribly just beyond disgusting and unethical, egregious violation of people's rights. That's when they trot out that term, best practices.
Yeah, and they always do an internal review. Oh, don't worry, we're going to look at this.
Oh, well, we said on Call to Freedom that we've decided that instead of the alt-right being allowed to use the term didn't do nothing as a way to, like, say horrible things about minorities, that libertarians should literally, like, take that away from them, and, like, didn't do nothing is, like, the new word I use for cops. So instead of, like, pig or boys in blue or whatever, anytime somebody tells me that there's a story about a cop, I call cops didn't do's, because anytime that something happened, well, they didn't do nothing, we investigated ourselves, and we decided we didn't do nothing.
Yeah, didn't do nothing wrong. So that's not what happened on December 7th, however, when the plane stopped in Senegal to refuel, then sat on a runway there for 23 hours. I mean, I know what it's, you know, every now and then you get a chance to sit on a runway for a little bit, if the airport that you're going to is all messed up and you're backed up, and it sucks being there for 30 minutes, let alone 23 hours.
How bad were the lawsuits when that airline had something happen where they didn't let people off the plane?
Right.
Remember?
Yeah, because those people are liable for their actions.
Right.
Unlike the government, which sat there for 23 hours before being rerouted to Miami. ICE explained the delay in a statement they issued in December, saying, quote, the relief crew was unable to get sufficient crew rest due to issues with their hotel in Dakar. So the aircraft remained parked so that the crew could rest. Quote, the allegations of ICE mistreatment on board the Somali flight are categorically false. No one was injured during the flight, and there were no incidents or altercations that would have caused any injuries on the flight.
Didn't do nothing.
Leonard said some of her clients reported that officers on board the airplane apologized to the immigrants when they realized the flight would be returning to the United States. It wasn't clear whether those who apologized were ICE officers or the private contractors involved. A number of major media outlets, including the New York Times, reported on the failed deportation flight, which was later picked up by Somali media. The Somalis argued in the lawsuit that if they were to be returned to Somalia, they would be, quote, killed or harmed due to changed circumstances in Somalia created by the media coverage and notoriety of the aborted and abusive December 7th flight. A team of pro bono lawyers is helping the Somalis try to reopen their past immigration cases in pursuit of immigration relief, and an immigration court has agreed to reopen at least one of those cases so far. Though ICE had been planning to take another shot at deporting the 92 people, most of them men, many of them longtime residents of the United States, who fled horrors in Somalia and have U.S. citizen family members, in December, a judge at the Miami federal court halted their deportations until at least January 2nd. That order has since been extended, and the court continues to weigh preliminary issues related to the lawsuit. So maybe a court will give these people some level of relief in this particular case, but don't get your hopes up. It may just be that they're kicking the can down the road, ultimately, to eject them from the country.
Well, some of the rights groups are even saying, like, this is just par for the course, like, that they purposefully make living conditions as absolutely deplorable as possible. They make things as rough on these people as possible because they want you to give up. And they and you're not getting, like, it's not like the local police department leaves you in the local county jail. Like, these people are openly mistreated. They're treated like slaves. They're treated like chattel, like they're less than human. And for some reason, because
you're talking about when they're not in government custody.
Even when they are, no, the rights groups are saying when they are in government custody, the government, ICE, and at these detention facilities, county jails that are being used with federal agents in them, the federal agents, they treat them differently than a normal inmate would be treated at the county jail. And that they use racial expletives, they physically assault them and abuse them, and say things to them like, we taking you back to the jungle, boy. And things like, that's a normal thing, and that they do that on purpose because they don't want these people to stand up and contest being deported. Because it takes them longer and it costs more.
Lawyers also filed an administrative complaint with the DHS Inspector General and Civil Rights and Civil Liberties offices on a few options available to victims of excessive force seeking accountability. In addition to laying out what happened on the flight, the complaint includes recommendations for amendments to ICE's shackling policy. According to a professor at Texas A&M Law School, the medical studies indicate the extreme form of shackling used on the 92 deportees could cause significant psychological harm.
Now, the reason for that is really messed up. Immigration 16 years ago was made a part and parcel of the Department of Homeland Security. So now it is okay to treat a deportee, even if they're not being deported for having committed any kind of a nonviolent, let alone a violent crime, you can treat them as though they were a terrorism suspect.
Like Hannibal Lecter or something
like
that.
Yes, you can treat them like terrorism suspects, even if their only crime was to overstay a visa because they were terrified of what could happen to them if they went back to the war-torn country that they were here from.
You might as well be a murderer in their eyes. In the weeks that followed, the Somalis being held at Glades have complained of physical abuse by guards at the county jail that doubles as an immigration detention center. The conditions at the jail, including pepper spray as a form of punishment and lack of access to medical care, to name a few, are the subject of a separate administrative complaint, court filings, and a letter to congressional representative and state senator. We will continue here. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Plus, we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm and the Discord on air call-in line, which allows you to reach us in a variety of different ways, which you'll sound pretty good if you use Skype or Discord. So feel free to join us on Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
credit for Forkfest. So right on, Daryl. Daryl Abuperi. He gets the credit, apparently. Forkfest is
He's
happening.
Not going to copyright it, is it? I'm not going to have to pay him royalties for Forkfest shirts.
Didn't that happen with one of the old Porkfest organizers? Where he tried to copyright it and then they banned him?
He tried to copyright
The porcupine, wasn't it?
Nope. He tried to copyright the soapbox idol.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that something you can do? Can you copyright
soapbox idol? Something like...
Or is that trademarking?
I guess. I don't know. He just was claiming he came up with the name and, you know, that they weren't allowed to use that without him, you know, his permission of some kind.
So, yeah. Anyways, Free Talk Live, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I do want you to know about Liberty.menu. It was actually during the Forkfest last year where Liberty.menu got its major launch. Was Liberty.menu. It's a tool for the libertarian community to allow people who, maybe like you, are individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, people who agree with that, to list their businesses and their events and their digital media. You can do it all in one place at liberty.menu. So if you're looking to do some business with some libertarians, with some voluntarists, with some liberty-loving anarchists, this is your guidebook. This is your business directory, and it's free to use. So there's no reason not to go there and put your business in it tonight. Or go and look around and see who's offering what services. Because if you're going to spend money on something, you know, I don't know, whatever it is that you need to do in life, why not spend it with people who agree with you from a voluntarist viewpoint? I mean, it's a no-brainer. And, again, it's free to use the site, so go and get signed up over at liberty.menu. There's some cool features. You can easily connect with others there. There's a bit of a social networking aspect to it if you want to use that. And then there's also commenting. So if you've got a review of a business, if you want to rate the business, you can do that as well. It's very, very handy. It's well-designed. It looks sharp. Liberty.menu. Go and check it out. That's liberty.menu. As we go to the phones, to the fun, Dave is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. We need a little fun during this absolutely depressing story about immigration. Go ahead, Dave. Nothing's more fun than taking your calls.
Yeah, hi. How are you? I don't like being kept on hold. This is how you
I don't like being asked how I am and then just having someone keep spitting words out.
Because, you know, when I call, I would like to be put on the air within the next 5 minutes. I don't
you
like
know what I really
hold.
Don't like is demanding callers who demand airtime that we graciously give to you. Here on Free Talk Live, on dozens of radio stations at any moment in time, probably
you
over
100. Should try calling another radio show and seeing if he gets on the air within 5 minutes.
Well, I mean, he was on hold earlier. I mean, I will admit that earlier when we were in the midst of talking about Forkfest and Porkfest, we had Roger Paxton on. Right. For a portion of that time, Dave was on hold. So that is a true statement. But Dave, you know, getting on the air and bellyaching about it doesn't make me want to put you on hold any sooner. You understand that, right? Like, I don't like being told what to do. And so if you call up and you try to tell me what to do, I'm less likely to take your call sooner rather than later. You understand that?
Yeah, but still, you know, I don't like being kept. No, nobody likes being kept on hold. This is how you lose callers.
Nobody likes being. We don't care.
No, I have called the show and been on hold for over a half an hour before.
Yeah, Dave, if you don't call in, it's not the end of my world.
I'm a co-host sometimes, you know, and I've called the show and been on hold for a half an hour.
So here you are now. Now that you have the ears of our however many thousands of people or tens of thousands or hundreds, we don't know how many people are out there listening, but we've got radio stations all across the United States listening to you bitch and moan. What were you actually trying to call about?
I was actually trying to call about WWE, and there are some female wrestlers who I really don't like.
All right. Now, I feel bad right now because we don't actually have Daryl on the line with us here.
Poor
because
Tom.
He's a huge fan of WWE. So what I'm going to ask you to do, Dave, because Daryl is in the other room. Maybe, Will, could you go and see if he's available?
Yeah,
I know he's in the middle of the meeting.
I like Daryl.
Yeah, but Daryl knows about the WWE.
Well, like, no, what he needs to do is he needs to call on, like, a Friday.
Tomorrow, he could call tomorrow. Yeah. All right, we can't hear you if you shove the phone down your throat. So just take it out just a little bit away from your mouth and talk right into it, and then we might be able to understand you. Go ahead. What's your complaint about the WWE wrestlers that you don't like?
There's one, Paige. I don't like her. She wears too much red lipstick.
Is it Page or Cage?
P, with a lot of P, like in Peter.
Okay.
Page?
Yeah, okay.
She wears so much red lipstick and all that black outfit. Next, she looked like a WHO, that word, you already know what that word is. And on SmackDown, there's this one girl who looks like a freak. The dominant, whatever.
So would you say that to their face?
No, of course you wouldn't.
Would you say that to their face?
Yes, I would.
You should go say that to their face.
Yes, if I was sitting in the ring, if he gets arrested for stalking,
we're all liable.
He did get arrested for something recently.
Who did?
Dave.
Crazy Dave from New York.
This guy.
Never mind, I take back my recommendation.
Dave, you got arrested for something recently,
yeah,
didn't
you?
Yeah,
you know he's mentally unstable and you encourage him to do something really retarded.
I take it back. I regret everything.
All right, so
I just don't like Paige and W. She wears too much red lipstick and that black outfit and makes her look, you know, totally disgusting. And
okay,
you know,
Dave,
and
you don't like
another...
lipstick. Got it. You don't like black outfits, red outfits. All right. So give us say something positive, Dave. What's your favorite WWE female wrestler?
What's her name? Charlotte Flair.
There you go. And what do you like about her?
Because, you know, she is the daughter of Ric Flair, and, you know, I think Charlotte Flair...
It's not generally something that you say that you like about a lady, is that you're the daughter of a man. That's, you know, if you ask somebody, what do you like about this girl, that's not typically...
Because she's famous, and she's a superstar, and I think that she should go up against Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania.
That's the kickboxer, right? Ronda Rousey?
Yeah.
The one that got worked. Oh, my Lord.
Is that right?
Oh, my Lord. I saw that fight, man. That girl punched that girl. She knocked Ronda Rousey's the bottom of her face around the other side of the top of her face.
All right. Well, Dave, here's what I'd recommend that you do. If you want to talk about WWE stuff with a Free Talk Live host, best night is when Daryl W. Perry's on the air. He is a super fan. I bet you he's a bigger fan than you are, Dave.
Now, we have I have a co-host on called Freedom that is a wrestling manager. He manages wrestlers, and hopefully we're working on trying to get him in to an event with Glenn
Jacobs. Yeah, when is that? Because I like Charlotte Flair because she's famous. She has the title.
Right. Yeah, well, we're actually trying to get Tom into an event that's going to have Glenn Jacobs and Ric Flair, and we'll be the last hour of one of the episodes in a couple of weeks. We'll just be him interviewing Glenn Jacobs and Ric Flair about libertarianism.
There you go, Dave. How about you stay positive and talk about the things that you like in life rather than focusing on all the bad things? Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
You know, I like to watch some very esoteric and strange YouTube channels.
Do you?
Yes, I do. So, you know, I watched Dave's channel before when he used to review things, and I miss it because, you know, there's one of my favorite new YouTube channels is this channel called The Report of the Week, and I'd love to see
Let's talk about that
Dave
coming up
copy
here.
That.
I want to know more about what you're talking about here in moments, and we'll continue with your calls and thoughts. And Dave does have a YouTube channel. It just doesn't have the old videos on it that it did back in the day because he just goes and randomly deletes them. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
All right, back into your phone calls and thoughts. I also do want to let you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. They've got a daily dispatch, which is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com as we go to more of your calls and your thoughts. And then if we get the chance, the Holocaust survivor proposing a statue of responsibility. But first, it's Robert in West Virginia listening. Are you listening on the radio tonight, Robert?
Yes, I am.
All right. Welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, here in the past 20 years or so, I believe the school systems are dumbing down our kids.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll give you a good example of that. In the state that I live in, they stopped teaching the kids how to write in cursive. Now, what are they going to do when they have to sign their name later on in life? If they're not taught how to sign their name.
I mean, you can sign your name however you want. So, I mean, if you want to have an X as your signature for your signature, you can do that legally, as I understand it. Now, I'm not a lawyer. That's not legal advice. But
my kids are in my oldest son is in second grade. He can write in cursive, but that's because we sent him to a private Islamic school where they taught cursive.
Are they not teaching it in New Hampshire school?
Not that I mean, I don't know.
I sure hope that in a few third years grade, you don't have to sign your name. That would be what I would
call third it. Grade was when we learned it when I was a kid in school back in the 80s in Tennessee. We started that multiplication tables and cursive writing in third grade. But my son was doing that stuff at the, like, we sent him to a really good Islamic private school in Knoxville for the first, until he was in second grade, and we moved up here. And they were doing cursive writing, calligraphy, and multiplication tables in kindergarten.
I mean, I don't use cursive today. Do you?
I do when I sign my name to, a check.
Excluding signatures. Do you use cursive in any other way? Robert?
Well, no, I mean, I guess, you know, I have signed certain documents in cursive that they ask for signature and like you said, checks and stuff.
I hate signing paper documents. I like
digital
signatures, you know, when you just get online and it's like you type your name and that's the signature.
Yeah.
It's starting there's also the digital ones where you sign, like, with a pen at the point of checkout, and those have been so clunky and so bad for so long, but they're starting to actually get good, some of them.
Yeah.
There was one, the Square Cash card that came out.
Mm-hmm.
Square Cash is an app. It's a very popular app. It's like one of the most popular money sending apps. It connects you to your bank account and it allows you to send payments, sort of like PayPal, but it just comes straight out of your debit card. It's pretty slick. And they came up with their own debit card, and you actually sign on your phone screen with your finger, mm-hmm. and it looks good because you're using the full resolution of your phone, and you can easily.
That's how I pay at CVS actually.
With your finger on your phone.
Yep, they pay on your finger.
Wow,
on the
that's
phone.
Cool. Yep. And it looks good. Like, unlike the really clunky sign here things where it never looked like your signature. You know what I mean? Where mm-hmm. you tried to make it look, and it just never even came close. But yet, every single time you sign that, the credit card companies accept it. It's just, they don't really care what your signature looks like. So, I mean, Robert, I totally agree with your statement that the government schools are trying to dumb people down. That's ultimately what they were designed to do. It's the Prussian educational model that's been in place for a couple hundred years, basically, and 150 years or something like that. And it's designed to generate worker drones who don't question their life circumstances, don't question authority, don't question the state.
The national conversation right now is how we protect kids in schools when it really should be about how we can protect kids from schools.
The schools. Yeah.
Amen to that.
So, I mean, Robert, I'm totally with you on the dumbing down. I just think this is one of the least objectionable aspects of it that you brought up.
Hey, guys, I appreciate you taking my call. This is the first time I found your station. I'll make sure I listen to it every night. Thank you.
Welcome, brother. We're here, and are you? What area of West Virginia are you calling from?
I'm in Charleston.
Okay, cool. So you're listening to WVTS out there, one of our longest-running affiliates. So welcome to the show, and call in anytime you want with any other observations. Always appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up here with your calls and thoughts. Welcome at 855-450-FREE. But this is a topic we've talked about in great detail over the years here on Free Talk Live. And, of course, Jonathan Taylor Gatto is the go-to expert on these matters. He's getting pretty old, and it's getting hard to actually, you know, to interview him, but he's got some great writings that really get into the details on the school system.
Here. You have great activists and scholars and academics who have kind of taken up his mantle as well, too, and not just in our own, I mean, like Humza Yousaf, you know, like he's like the biggest Muslim scholar in the world. Is a huge fan of John Taylor Gatto, reads his books, tells people at all these huge festivals he goes to, don't put your kids in public schools, read these books. Then you've got like John Bush and his family. You've got
I saw them, by the way.
You got all this stuff, and it came from this one, like, now very old, you know, man.
It really goes to show you, you know, what one person really can make a huge difference. Yep. I mean, and you never know when you're out there talking to people. or whether you're on the radio or just person to person, you never know who you're talking to, where they are in their life, whether they were ready to hear the message that you were sharing with them, or maybe it took them a few times. Like, maybe you were the first libertarian somebody ran across, but it was the third libertarian that really kind of started to persuade them. But the fact that they met you was important because they started thinking about those things when you brought them up to them. So just because the person you're talking to doesn't seem receptive at the moment doesn't mean they won't be receptive in 2 more months or 2 more years down the line. Maybe after something has happened to them. Maybe after their kid has gotten harassed by the administrators at the school, or maybe that individual has been harassed by the police on the streets, mm-hmm. or whatever. People's circumstances change.
I used to be a border hawk.
Yeah, I believe it.
I was a border hawk. In 2008, 2009, I was a border hawk.
When did you meet your wife?
We got married in 2009.
So that was a big change for you.
And by 2011, by 2013, I was an anarchist.
Right on.
Yeah.
And here you are.
By 2013, I was.
And you never thought you'd be in
New Hampshire. Burned the whole thing to the ground.
And you didn't see it coming that you'd be here sitting with us.
I didn't sign the statement of intent because I had no intent.
Which you're referring to the Free State Project's statement of intent.
Yeah, I didn't sign it because I didn't want to sign a contract I didn't really intend on, fulfilling. And then, sure enough, life has a funny way,
she knows. So, if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Johnson, let's change gears. This ICE story just keeps on going. I mean, the torture and the abuse, it's a long story.
It is.
You've had a taste of it. You can go to TheIntercept.com to get the full story. I'll post it over on our Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, I think Johnson's story is saying, okay, this is what we're doing now, but this is what we should be doing.
Yeah, tell me, Johnson, what is the story here?
So the story is from Fee. It's about a Holocaust survivor who's proposed a different statue for the country other than the Statue of Liberty, a statue of responsibility. The article goes on to say, many Americans find their lives devoid of meaning. Up to 40% of Americans have not discovered a satisfying life purpose.
Really?
Without purpose, can anyone truly live a full, happy life? As Bill Murray discovered in his classic comedy Groundhog Day, life focused on hedonic pleasures won't lead to happiness. And his book, Life on Purpose, Victor Strecher, a professor of public health at University of Michigan, reports on studies showing those having a strong purpose in life, on average, live longer lives than those with a weak purpose.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You got something to live for.
Right.
Duh. I mean, if you don't have anything to live for, then I can see somebody expiring sooner.
Well, this person says, having a meaningful life, Frankel believed, begins with taking responsibility.
Let's talk about it coming up here in moments. Also, if you want to share your thoughts on responsibility, because that is the other side of the coin, right? Liberty, you should also have responsibility. So I get where he's coming from. I'm interested to hear what the statue might look like. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever.
Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can dial toll-free and join us here. Number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio here, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
And also, don't forget to check out Johnson's website, libertyminded.com, which is where you can get the official Free Talk Live gear and merchandise and such, like hoodies and hats and T-shirts in both male and female styles and cuts, and a couple different color options.
Yep, yep, that's true. Gold, it's black.
More it's more than that, because you can get cool libertarian shirts as well.
What I'm adding new stuff all the time.
Right, what are some recent additions over at libertyminded.com?
So, the one that's popular is the I'm not on the spectrum, I'm libertarian.
That's an awesome,
people
autism
are
joke.
By that. Or a libertarian joke, depending on whether or not you know any.
yeah.
the most recent one that, could get you in trouble is I was reported to the FBI, but they just ignored it.
How's that going to get you in trouble?
If you're walking around telling people that you were reported to the FBI, they might think that you were.
Gotcha.
One that hasn't gone anywhere, and actually I'm surprised by this. I put this design out, and actually I have not sold any, and I'm sad by it because I, put some effort into this, and maybe people are just waiting for spring and baseball season. I designed some baseball-looking shirts. I did, like, a team Demo Publicans and team Republic graphs.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm waiting for a little bit warmer weather and also, you know, losing some weight. So I'm looking forward to getting myself both of those, actually, just to alternate.
Your own shirt.
Yeah, my own shirt, just to wear around, and, you know, just because
I find... Like start conversations,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. People,
hey, where'd you get that?
Yeah.
LibertyMinded.com.
Yeah, and I want to just troll, you know, Republicans and Democrats with a single shirt.
I love good troll shirts. Yeah. So, anyway, check out LibertyMinded.com for cool libertarian gear and some cryptocurrency-related stuff
as well. That's right, and I accept a whole bunch of cryptocurrencies.
Yes, you do.
I
what's
love
the most
Rainbow
popular
Dash.
Right now? What's when people are paying with crypto, what's the number one?
Actually, Litecoin, surprisingly,
really?
Yeah.
It is a surprise.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll continue here. Johnson, tell us more about this proposed statue. There's a guy who's saying... The United States needs the Statue of Responsibility.
Right.
And he's also saying that the people of the United States don't have any purpose. There was some statistic that he cited, like 40%.
Yeah, 40% of Americans have not discovered a satisfying life purpose.
I mean, that's sad.
Yeah.
I don't know how it is in other countries. Maybe it's just as right. bad elsewhere.
I would imagine, you know, that's pretty easily. I think if you would think a lot of people, if you ask them, you know, like, do you feel like you've discovered your life's purpose? You know, and are you satisfied with it? You know, if you ask them, are you satisfied with your life? You know, and they say,
yeah, sure.
No, you know, well, what do you feel like your life purpose is?
I don't know.
So, this guy.
Reproduce.
So this guy, Stretcher, maybe it's Stretcher, I don't know.
Okay.
S-T-R-E-C-H-E-R. I'm going to go with
Stretcher. Stryker.
Stretcher.
Stryker sounds badass.
Stryker.
Is it Strecker or
Stryker? Yeah,
Stryker. Okay, yeah. So observes that media frequently report on the debilitating health effects of tobacco use, a poor diet, inactivity, stress, and other lifestyle factors, but far less is written about the lack of purpose in life. Yet, it contributes at least as much to disease and death as do these other factors. For example, even small increases in a sense of purpose result in significant decreases in the risk of heart attacks and strokes. In 1946, not long after being liberated from a concentration camp, in the heat of inspiration, psychiatrist Viktor Frankl wrote Man's Search for Meaning. Mm. This book is widely considered one of the most influential of all time. Frankl's reflections on his own and his fellow prisoners' suffering have helped tens of millions across the world take more responsibility for their actions in pursuit of a purposeful life. So he goes on to say a little bit more about this take responsibility thing. He says, having a meaningful life, Frankl believed, begins with taking responsibility. Observing starving prisoners who gave away their meager bread rations, Frankl wrote, everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way.
Yeah, man, totally true.
Yeah. If starving concentration camp prisoners can choose their attitude, what is our excuse for eschewing responsibility? Observe your thinking and how often you blame your attitude on other people and circumstance that didn't meet your expectations. Frankl would tell you that your blame is misplaced.
Absolutely. It's taking what I've heard referred to as the onus of control mm-hmm. out of your hands and putting it in, oh, I don't feel this way because of the way I am. I feel this way because of what you did to me.
Right.
It's all your fault.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's always somebody else to blame rather than taking responsibility for your own feelings, your own actions. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
It really is.
So he says, taking responsibility as a precondition for finding purpose is a theme that echoes throughout Man's Search for Meaning. Man, Frankl wrote, determines himself whether he gives into conditions or stands up to them.
Mm.
In other words, man is ultimately self-determining. Man does not simply exist, but always decides what his existence will be. What he will become in the next moment. He goes on to say, don't renounce your inner freedom. As purpose emerges when we take responsibility, so also, Frankl believed, inner freedom comes from taking responsibility. At this moment, are you renouncing your inner freedom? Frankl observed, every day, every hour, offered the opportunity to make a decision which determined whether you would or would not submit to those powers which threatened to rob you of your very self, your inner freedom, which determined whether or not you would become the plaything of circumstance, renouncing freedom and dignity to become molded into the form of the typical inmate. So strongly did Frankl believe that taking responsibility is a precursor to finding purpose and freedom that he proposed a statue of responsibility be built on the west coast of the United States to complement the Statue of Liberty. By taking responsibility, we then have the opportunities to love, to do meaningful work, and to bear our suffering. A man who becomes conscious of the responsibility he bears toward a human being who affectionately waits for him or to an unfinished work will never be able to throw away his life because he knows the why for his existence and will be able to bear almost any how.
Wow. That's, this is much deeper than I expected this story to
now,
be.
Now, the Striker, how is he involved in this again?
He's the guy who was in prison, right?
Striker. Right. Yeah.
Okay, well, in a concentration camp.
Striker is also the name of the guy who ran the newspaper that advocated the anti-Semitism of Hitler as well. His name was Julius. His name was Julius Striker. He ran a newspaper called Der Stürmer.
I don't think this is the same guy.
Well, no, I'm sure it isn't. But yeah,
I don't know if he's related. I believe.
Is he still alive, this guy, or is this like a?
Well, we're talking about two different people. So we're talking about this Viktor Frankl, who was in 1946, the guy who was a psychiatrist who was liberated from a concentration camp.
Oh, I thought Stryker was in the concentration camp. I'm sorry.
Viktor Stryker, a professor of public health at the University of Michigan.
So Stryker's proposing the statue, or Frankl was proposing the statue?
Frankl is the original person who proposed the statue.
Now Stryker's picking that up?
I believe so.
And
yeah,
sort of running with the idea.
Yeah.
And saying,
so, yeah.
The government, of course, will never support this. I mean, the U.S. government does not want you to be responsible.
No.
It wants you to blame others for your feelings.
Yeah, it wants you to need government.
Yeah.
There's another great quote here. It talks about allowing happiness to emerge. Frankl's wisdom is a prescription for modern times. Don't aim at success. The more you aim at it and make it a target, the more you are going to miss it. For success, like happiness, cannot be pursued. It must ensue. And only does so as the unintended side effect of one's dedication to a cause greater than oneself, or as the byproduct of one's surrender to a person other than oneself. Happiness must happen, and the same holds for success. You have to let it happen by not caring about it. I want you to listen to what your conscience commands you to do and go on and carry it out to the best of your knowledge. Then you will live to see that in the long run. In the long run, I say, success will follow you precisely right, because you had forgotten to think of it.
Unless you are, you know, connected with an agency of coercive force, you don't get to have success by screwing people over. Mm. The way you get success is by serving people and by giving people what they want. If you give people what they want, and like he's saying, forget about, you know, what that will end up doing.
Right.
You know, you will end up being successful as long as you're giving people what they want.
Right.
It's pretty simple. It really is, but it's easy to get lost in some of that. Great stuff. Where was this story from, by the way?
This story is reprinted from Intellectual Takeout by Fee.
That's excellent. That's the Foundation for Economic Education at fee.org. And so check out libertyminded.com for more of Johnson and some cool T-shirts over there. Don't forget The Call to Freedom with Will Coley 5 days a week on LRN.FM. And the website for Call to Freedom is
calltofreedomlive.com.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, don't forget the ForkFest forums over at forum.chart.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.